I want to start with a confession because I think I'm going to save you a few years, a bunch of headaches, and a good chunk of money by doing so. But before I jump into that, I just want to give you kind of an overall synopsis of what you're going to get out of this episode. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about your unique coaching style or the way that you're uniquely gifted. And to do that, I'm going to talk to you about intuitive coaching archetypes. And the second thing I want you to get from this episode is that we need to move away from modality-based coaching and into coaching, a coaching process that actually maps on to your client's healing journey. These are the missing pieces to getting our businesses off the ground as intuitive coaches in 2026. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the myths that we have around getting started as a coach and how we really are being misdirected to focus on the wrong things. And that's why so many aspiring intuitive coaches feel stuck. You feel like you're spinning your wheels. You're confused on where to begin. Okay, so this episode is hopefully going to dispel some of those kinks in the system to getting started and feeling confident on a daily basis once you do. Feeling confident in your coaching skills, feeling confident in using your intuition as a coach. So for a long stretch in my early career, I started in 2014, I really believed that the next tool, right, the next coaching modality, things like Reiki, hypnosis, astrology, I studied all of these things. Like, I mean, I don't even know. Probably at one point in time, I was using 13 different coaching tools and modalities to work with my clients because I saw that as a way to feel confident, as a way to prove my value. And also, that's what everybody else was doing that was in the healing space. Everybody had like 13, 14 different things that they'd studied over the years. And so I felt like I needed to have that too, to be a real coach. Like if I just had enough tools in my toolbox, I could then feel confident. I could then charge the rates that I want to charge. Like, then I would be legit. But here's the thing, that day never comes. And it wasn't because I hadn't learned enough. It was because I was trying to solve a real concern or a real issue that I had, which is that I wanted to truly be capable of changing people's lives at the root. I wanted to be good at this coaching thing. I wanted to really serve people. That was what I wanted to do, right? The problem I wanted to solve was I didn't feel confident in doing that. And I was just applying the wrong solution. So today, what I want to do in this episode is explain to you or show you, after 11 years of doing this professionally and literally training and certifying thousands of coaches in my Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method process, I want to talk to you about what's actually going to move the needle for you when you're starting out. Okay, so hopefully this will give you some mindset shifts. So I want you to picture a woman. Maybe she's you. Maybe she's the friend. Maybe she's you 3 months ago. Maybe she's you a year ago. Maybe she's you right now. And she's on a hamster wheel, right? And the wheel has three sections painted on it: self-doubt, overgiving, and undercharging. She doubts herself, so she overgives to prove she's worth something, pouring all of herself into every coaching session to make up for the confidence she doesn't feel. And because she's not sure she's any good, she undercharges or doesn't charge at all. And then she wonders why she's exhausted and broke and starting to resent the very work that she loves. And she runs on that wheel and runs on that wheel, and she never gets anywhere. And this is the part that breaks my heart a little bit. She thinks that's her fault. She thinks that there's something wrong with her. And there isn't. I want to say that very clearly. There's nothing wrong with this woman. And we all know that this woman is a version of you, right? Some part of you feels this way. And by the way, if you're a gentleman, hi, you're welcome too. I'm saying she here, but you're included in this. So the reason why we feel this is that we've been taught to focus on the wrong things first. And so what I want to do is set that table right. We're taught to chase modalities. We're taught we have to find our niche. We're taught we have to do all of these things first, when in reality, our clients don't care about any of that. They don't care about all of the modalities that you use. They don't care about your certifications. They don't care at all. So a good analogy with this problem that we're after here is I want you to imagine walking into a kitchen. It's a gorgeous kitchen. There's every gadget money can buy in the kitchen. The drawers are full of knives. The rack spices are filled. All of the bells and whistles, the most expensive pots and pans to cook with. And somebody you love walks in, sits down at the table hungry and says, "Hey, will you make me a meal?" And you freeze because you have everything, but you don't have a recipe. No sense of what goes in the pan first. No feel for like what's in this kitchen, how to use all this equipment. I mean, it's beautiful, right? It's there, but you're standing there sweating because a pile of tools is not the same thing as knowing how to cook. It doesn't matter if your pots and pans are fancy. If you don't know how to cook for the person that's hungry, if you don't know what they like, if you don't know how to cook, then it doesn't matter the tools. It doesn't matter if you figured out your niche. It doesn't matter if you have your coaching program outlined. It doesn't matter if you have 13 modalities in your toolbox. And so this is exactly what it's like when you sit down to work with a human being that's hurting and you've got all these modalities and all these bells and whistles that all these business coaches are telling you to focus on to get started as a coach, but you actually don't know who you are as a coach. Everything is externally focused, right? You don't have a coaching method. You don't know how to cook. You see what I mean? You don't know how to really use the equipment. So this is what modality-based coaching is doing. It's telling us that because we have a bunch of coaching tools, that makes us qualified to coach. And newsflash, it doesn't. It only makes you qualified to use that tool, but it doesn't turn you into a chef. Holding a bunch of paintbrushes does not make you Picasso. It just means you have a bunch of paintbrushes. It's learning how to use them that makes you a master. This is what I learned. This is what I learned when I started out as an intuitive, that nothing really matters if I'm not coaching in alignment with the truth of who I am. If I'm not using a process that's client-facing, that's client-oriented. You see, your modalities are oriented for you. That's what you are using to help transform the client. The client isn't getting that. You're using that tool. The hammer isn't for the client. The hammer's for you. Do you see what I mean? Same with your coaching modalities. So all the client wants and needs is for you to take them on a journey of transformation. And there's two things, and really only two things, that you need to be able to do that. One, you need to know who you are as a coach, because it's your presence, your wisdom, and your light that actually creates the safety they need to change, that calms, co-regulates their nervous system. By the way, there's a ton of research on this that shows this, that what actually helps people shift and change and better themselves is the relationship they have to their helping professional, to their coach, to their therapist, etc. And then after you have that figured out, how you are uniquely gifted to sit and hold that presence in the room, you simply need to walk them through the transformation process. And the good news is that's actually pretty simple. You know, transformation is transformation. No matter what your client's problem is, no matter what their background is, no matter what they've struggled with, it's the same exact coaching process. And there are four steps to it. I'm going to teach you those four steps in the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method in my upcoming workshop. So I want you to click the link and get registered for that if you are not. And so I'm going to walk you through those four steps here in a minute of the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method and how your archetype maps onto them. Okay. So what do I mean by archetype? Well, you see, you have a natural way of coaching, a way that is wired within you to help people. And I call it your intuitive coach archetype. And I've even created a quiz that's going to tell you which archetype you are. There are four archetypes, and each archetype maps on to one of the four stages of the transformation process, right? So the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method helps you walk your client through the four stages of transformation, right? And then the four archetypes help you master each one of those stages. Okay, so in other words, each archetype is a specialist at one of those stages. Okay, So an archetype, really, it's a way for you to understand how your gifts show up within you and move through you. And once you see yours, you stop straining to coach like someone you saw on the internet, and you start working the way that you were made to work. Okay. So each four of these archetypes have their own kind of genius. And I mapped them on to feminine figures in Greek mythology because I thought it would be super fun to be able to do that, to tell that story. So I want to introduce them to you right now. And if you haven't taken the archetype quiz, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can go click the link and take the quiz and then get registered for the workshop too. Okay, so the first is Persephone. She is the oracle. And she's the only figure in all of Greek mythology who was able to move freely between the worlds of the living and the dead. The oracle is the seer. She can look at a person and sense what's really going on beneath the surface that they're telling. She reads the thing under the thing. So if you've ever just known what somebody needed before they said a word, you might have a little bit of Persephone in you. Persephone maps on to, by the way, the first stage of healing. That first stage is find the root. The first step in coaching is we want to help the person find the real root of the problem. Persephones are excellent at this. So she maps onto that first stage of the healing process, which coincidentally is the first stage of the sovereign intuitive coaching method. Okay, so Persephone energy helps you really master that first step of, let's help our clients find the root, man. What is really going on? What's the thing behind the thing? The second archetype is Hecate, or the shadow healer. She is the keeper of the underworld, the one who is completely at home in the darkness. Hecate can sit with a person in their worst moment, their worst grief, their worst shame, their worst pain, the parts of themselves that they haven't even dared to feel or get to know. Hecate stares them right in the eyes and she doesn't look away. She sees people at their worst and loves them just like they're at their best. They are true, true, true lightworkers. People tell Hecates they're the least judgmental people that they've ever met. And if you've got a little Hecate in you, you love diving deep. You hate the shallow end. You want to dive straight into the deep end and just get to feeling all of the emotions that have been repressed and suppressed, right? So that's Hecate. And she is the master of the second step of the sovereign intuitive coaching method, the second step of the healing process, which is feel the emotion. We gotta feel it to heal it. So first we find it, then we feel it. And Hecate energy helps you do that. The third archetype is Demeter, or the Great Mother. She is the goddess of the harvest, the guardian of the young, the innocent, and the defenseless. She's pure love. The Great Mother has a warmth that makes her feel instantly safe for people, and she makes other people feel instantly safe, instantly held. She helps people out of the patterns that are hurting them, not through force, but through grace. She invites self-compassion. She invites forgiveness. She has a gentleness about her, right? A tenderness that helps the client's guard come down. Help them just feel safe and soft so that they can truly begin the process of mending their soul and healing. So if that's you, if you've just got a way of helping people know that it's going to be okay, that's your Demeter energy. And she is a genius, really a master at the third step of the coaching process, the third step of this sovereign intuitive coaching method, which is friending the saboteur. We go in and we find that part that's sabotaging, that's messing up, that doesn't want to let go, that doesn't know how to let go, that's felt so unloved, so unwanted. And Demeter says, it's okay. Let's be friends. Let's be friends. So we find it, we feel it, we friend it. And then our fourth archetype is Athena, the wise warrior. This chick was born for battle, But she's a different kind of warrior. She's the one who fights with wisdom and strategy instead of brute force. Athena's see a clear path forward when everybody else feels lost in the fog. She has a backbone of steel and the ability to name hard truths, say the hard thing, that liberates a person. She's built to be able to create a plan and help people get in action and back into their lives, off the sidelines, into the game, crushing. So Athena's are really good at helping people align their desires, their thoughts, their emotions to their actions, right? In the real world, she's able to get people into action in a way that's aligned. So Athena's are really great at cutting through the fog and creating clarity in the 3D world. And she is a genius at that. Very powerful energy. And she is a master of the step 4 of the coaching process, the transformation journey, or the sovereign intuitive coaching method. It's all the same thing. And that is freeing the self. So we find it, we feel it, we friend it, and we free it. Athena helps you really liberate into the client's more desired self, right? Their future self. How do you help your clients to begin to embody that in their present moment now, instead of kicking the can down the road and waiting? No, we're doing it today. So Athena is the one that helps you liberate your client. Now, here's what I want you to notice. You probably felt yourself in one of those archetypes, maybe more than the others. And that's great. That's your home base. Each healer is wired to sort of sit in one of those archetypes more than the others. You might feel like you're heavily identified with one or two of them. I'm an Athena, but my second is a Hecate, right? So I have a lot of Athena energy, but I also like really love to go deep into the shadow too, right? So you're going to have a home base, and that's the phase of coaching where you're probably like just naturally built to be. So if you're an Athena, you're probably all about no excuses, let's take action. If you're a Hecate, you're like, let's sit here and freaking process this stuff. If you're a Persephone, you're like, I wonder what's going on. And if you're a Demeter, you're like, let's just embrace self-love, right? Let's embrace loving ourselves. Let's embrace accepting ourselves, right? You're gonna want to sit in one of those phases naturally. And the beauty of the archetypes and the sovereign method as well is that it helps you see how you can unlock all of these energies within you. So you have a home base, but you really do have all of these other archetypal energies at your disposal. It's really a matter of understanding what they are, how they work, and then here's the most important piece, how they map onto the coaching process. Okay. So when you are able to express and use these archetypes, not just your main one, but all 4, and then you have a map, you know how to move a person through find, feel, friend, free. Can you see how much easier coaching could be? You just show up in session and facilitate, and you're letting the archetype and the coaching process do the heavy lifting. You don't have to have 1,000 tools in your toolbox. You just need to know how to walk them through these 4 steps, which I'm going to teach you in the upcoming workshop. Okay. So I offer this to you as a big reframe. I want you to see how this can change your whole journey in becoming a coach. The coaching process becomes a container that your intuition and your archetype can sit in. So I want you to move away from this idea that you need to have all of these different things figured out. All you really need is a coaching process and to learn how to embody these archetypes. When I started doing that, when I started out in my coaching business, when I just kind of moved away from thinking that I had to have all of these extra modalities and tools and all of this business stuff figured out, and I just started like coaching people, just coaching my ass off and like using my intuition and embodying these archetypes and using Sovereign to guide me and my client both, right? Like letting the archetypal healing journey, like just do it, do the work, aligning with that natural system. That's when my coaching practice took off. Like clients came back They referred all of their friends. It was not family members. It was nuts. It was absolutely crazy. Okay. So I want you to remember that your clients don't care what you know until they know how much you care. They want to feel your presence. It's more of the energy that does the work, not the tool. Okay. And I know when you open up Instagram or Facebook, it doesn't seem like that. Everybody's telling you that you have to know how to do all of these different things. You don't. You don't. You have to know how to be yourself. You have to know how to hold these energies. Okay, it's a presence thing. I'm hoping that this is making sense. I know it's very abstract, but I want you to really understand this. It's actually so much easier than what you've been doing. It's way easier than this because than having to do all this other stuff, because once you figure this out, then your niche is obvious to you. Once you embody this, then your coaching program is simple. Once you embody this, your pricing is easy because you can see the value. Once you embody this, you can use your other modalities. Sure. I mean, it's fun, but you're not running around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to, you know, create a new style of coaching for every different client you have or every different person you talk to, because what you're doing, because like tapping might not work for them, or Reiki might not work for them, or human design might not work for them. Like, they might not want to do it. So, or they don't like hypnosis. So you're like, ugh, you see what I mean? But what they do want is to sit with someone who can hold them. Okay. So once you get this, man, I'm telling you, it's all gas, no brake. All gas, no brake. So I got some homework for you. If you want to discover your coach archetype, you can take the quiz and then get registered for the workshop. It's either going to be boot camp or coach like an intuitive. You'll see a link to the workshop in the show notes. Get registered for the workshop. I'm going to talk to you about these archetypes, and I'm definitely going to walk you through the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method so that you can get started moving away from modality-based coaching, okay? And you can learn how to be that master coach, right? You're going to be the Picasso. You're going to be the gourmet chef, the Gordon Ramsay of coaching, right? The Picasso of painting. That's going to be you, except for it's going to be intuitive coaching, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have not yet connected with me on Instagram or Facebook, I will also put links in the show notes. Just send me a DM and say hello and let me know how this episode landed for you. Okay, I'll catch you next time.